A lot of people think government can do things cheaper than private industry because government has no overhead. I take a different view. I think the government consists mainly of overhead, coercive overhead. A socialist is a person who wants to help people. He wants to help people so much that he is willing to rob the people to help the people. From that gateway concept, some socialists will proceed to the next level. They destroy the village to save the village. I sympathize with the stated goals of the socialists. Socialists say they want a more equitable distribution of wealth and privilege. That's a good thing. On the other hand, I disagree strongly with the means that socialists use to achieve a fair society. You can't achieve egalitarian ends with authoritarian means. It has never worked. It will never work. Every socialist plan in history has ended up increasing inequality. We are living in a society that is graphic proof of that theory. So how much coercive overhead does a government have? I think the technical term is huge. Looks to me like we'd have to start with the military. The military is sold to us as a means of protecting ourselves from invasion. It is actually a means of keeping us under control. We could protect ourselves from invasion at a fraction of the cost of our bloated military. If we really want to defend ourselves from invasion, we can do so cheaply and effectively by distributing the means of defense throughout the population, like the Swiss do. It's been several centuries since Switzerland was invaded. Instead, we keep the right to own real military assets in a few authoritarian hands, and out of the hands of ordinary people. The military organizations of the planet work together to keep the people of the planet under extreme authoritarian control. With improved means of communication and transportation, the people of the planet now have the ability to work together to limit the harmful behavior of military authoritarians. We can add the so-called intelligence community to our coercive overhead total. We don't know how much they spend or what they do. We could find out what they've been doing by eliminating their funding and seeing what stopped happening. I think we'd soon see that they've been creating a lot of misery for a lot of people. The whole security clearance apparatus and the secret, top secret, and destroy yourself after reading classification system is not designed to keep information from other armies. The classification system is designed to keep secrets from civilians. I believe the different armies talk a lot more truth to each other than they do to their civilian populations. That's why Hillary would have never gotten in trouble for leaking classified information if there'd been no WikiLeaks. The IRS must also be counted as coercive overhead. And of course, we have to add all the tax accountants that people hire to defend themselves against the IRS. We have to add all IRS-related expenses to our coercive overhead total. And then there is every lawyer, cop, judge, and bureaucrat. And all the people needed to protect us from the lawyers, cops, judges, and bureaucrats. To be fair, our government actually does some things that help some people. Giving the government the benefit of the doubt, it's possible they come close to the benchmark set by the famous Clinton Foundation. Possibly as much as 5 or 10% of the money they get is used for the official reason the money was collected. If we consider all levels of government, my gut tells me that the coercive overhead of government is at least 90%. If you want to reduce overhead, remember, freedom works. Slavery sucks.